The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization. Earn great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. Learn more online at cbp.gov/career/USBP.
Enjoy!
Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
So lovely to have all of you on Film Companion, and even more lovely to see three people sitting next to each other and not in little Zoom boxes. Welcome.
Thank you, Anupama.
You know, as I watched AK versus AK, I kept thinking to myself, was there anything that was out of bounds? Okay, because Anurag and Anil, you put yourselves out there shamelessly, all right? Choices to galis to each other, physically hurting each other, poking each other with all the really soft spots, okay? All failure and aging and has-been and nepotism. Was there anything when you guys were making this film to which you said, acha, wahan nahi jana hai, we won't go there?
Sunita's bedroom. Up to the door. You know, the camera stayed behind. Don't even go close to the door. Stay back.
That was the only no-go.
Actually, Sunita's the only one we were all scared of. That's it.
And Anil, you couldn't convince her to be part of this, huh?
Sorry?
You couldn't convince her to be part of this.
You don't. He said you don't convince her.
No, you... Sunita, no, you can't. You know. To be honest with you, she has been in the marriage to me. Been part of the industry since I don't know how many years from the time I know her. But somewhere she took a decision from the time she was friendly to me. Then she became my girlfriend, and then we started dating each other, and we got married and children and all. She just decided that for me, my home and my, you know, that's what it is. So she doesn't want to be, you know, a known face. She loves her
anonymity.
He tried though. At one moment, I remember I was in the house one day and we were still discussing. Yeah, she had said no already.
No, I said voice de do yaar. At least give your. Can we use your voice?
You put me in front. I said, babe, Vikram wants to just ask you something. I'm like, will you be part of the... Before my sentence only finished, she just looked at me and I said, okay, I'm going by.
I said, yaar, you know, awaaz de do, yaar. So, usme aapka chehra nazar nahi aayega.
Correct.
She just, I don't know. Yeah, she didn't. So, that was the only thing. Otherwise...
Baki sab kiya.
Yeah.
So, to the two of you, Anil and Anurag, what was it like to play worse versions of yourselves? Okay. I was thinking about this, like, I think it would be fun, you know, to just sort of for a limited time, give in to your worst instincts and just be awful. Was it fun?
I think it was a lot of fun. It was also kind of a release today, anybody who's even remotely known, the way you get trolled, जो भी द वर्ल्ड एंड द ट्रोल्स थिंक द वर्जन ऑफ आवरसेल्फ्स लेट्स जस्ट पुट इट आउट देयर यही है दिस इज हु वी आर इट वाज काइंड ऑफ अ रिलीज इट वाज फन एंड आफ्टर इट बिकेम अ स्लग फेस्ट ऑफ एक दूसरे को चलो कितना इंसल्ट कर सकते हैं
करेक्ट अनिल फॉर यू
नो आई इट्स बीन अ वेरी यू नो एनरिचिंग जर्नी फॉर मी एंड आई रियली एंजॉयड doing this film as an actor, you know, and working with Vikram and Anurag was really exciting, the way we made the film. And of course, you know, Netflix making it and the way Netflix also supported and the way still they are supporting this film. So everything just was so wonderful, you know, absolutely wonderful. From the time I read the script, and then we started working, and you know, I started speaking about my entire. He wanted to know my milestones, anecdotes, my experiences, and the incidents of my life. So he started, noting them down to make it into flesh it out in the, and you know, embellish the whole the script. And put all those things there because it was his imagination. These are the facts which I gave him, but obviously you use the imagination and use it in the film. From that time to the rehearsals we did, and from the time we shot the film, and we finished the film in beautiful locations of Dharavi and the people, and you know, actors who were there in the film were wonderful, and the actors were not actors, they're just there, normal people, on the streets in Dharavi, who also were not aware that we are making a film. So they are part of the film, and they've done such a fantastic job in the film, sometimes being aware and sometimes being unaware of that they've been, you know, that everything has been so candid. And so we got some really magical pieces in this film, and getting those magical pieces and seeing the reaction was so beautiful, you know. Like, for example, we were shooting that, in the car when the cop came and,
yeah.
You know, and he actually imagined
the real cops, real people.
Real people. And they said, and they started
being so protective about him.
For me, you know, and the taxi drivers, there's so many real of them. And I was asking them, they're looking at my, you know, because everything was looking so real. That actually, dekhte bhi the, and they said, bichare Anil ko chot lagi, Anil Kapoor ko chot lagi hai. And then still they would take a selfie, and then I would ask, I said, ki aapne isko dekha hai. So there was, you know, these are the moments which you experience being in this business for such a long time, where everything is so manufactured, and and this film, whole film, with the way Vikram has made it so exciting, you know, there's. Because he wanted to stitch all the shots. They were long, long shots of 7 minutes, 9 minutes. So there are so many exciting things which have happened, which I feel I'm so fortunate to be part of this entire journey, to be honest with you.
But you didn't answer my question. Did you like being bad?
I'm telling you, I've answered your question. I've enjoyed every bit of it, you know. And, you know, as an actor, being a student of cinema, and as a person who wants to do things which are out of the box, and then a filmmaker whom I admire and respect comes up with this such a brilliant idea, and I just grab it with both hands.
He was also saying it's also because it was Vikram, he felt safe.
Safe.
Like, let's go all out.
Go all out. You know, right. Anybody else would have offered me this script, I would have, you know, immediately, I would not think, you know, I wouldn't do it. You know, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Vikram, you set this up as a film within a film. Tell me, you know, and of course you're doing it all handheld, cinema verite style. What were the challenges of that?
I think just getting, being prepared for what we were going to do. I think the biggest challenge was, I think we knew exactly what we were setting up for, but just hitting the right pitch, I think for me and for all of us actually, was the toughest thing. That you have to hit the pitch where you feel that, okay, this is real. Number one, it's entertaining. Number two, it's, you know, it's not feeling like it's acting. It's not feeling too studied, and you know, just getting the right pitch was the toughest part. And I think through some of the writing process, the dialogue writing process, the rehearsals process, being on set and structuring it, and
so, sounds like the actress Yogita, she was operating the camera for 8 minutes long shot.
Yeah.
And at the first time, I was like, "Are you sure she can do it? Are you sure she can do it?" And they had trained her, and I was like, Swapnil is setting up everything and rehearsing and everything, and then Yogita is doing it. So, you know, that also was
pretty cool.
And we tried to get, I mean, actually tried to see her in mirrors, to deliberately sort of see the fact that she's in reflections and mirrors and that kind of stuff. But for me, that was just getting the right pitch. I don't think the technique is not for me, wasn't a worry. Just it's ambitious. Yes, we're doing 8 minute, you know, these long chase sequences and stuff. So, but just being able to make sure that you are convinced when you're watching the film that, okay, what I'm watching is
happening,
you know, this is true. That was...
And still engaging.
Yeah.
And fun.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
There's a thin line that sometimes you take 8 minute shots and you say, you wait, ye kab khatam hoga yaar? Ye sala single shot to le raha hai, bas kar yaar. It has to be, it becomes even more difficult to engage and the camera coming to you at the right time. Otherwise, you're performing, aap single shot de le rahe, but the camera has to come to the right time for me to convey what I'm trying to convey.
Mm.
Yeah.
And there are times when Yogita, because I never knew, because I usually when I'm as an actor, I never really think where the camera is because I just go for it. And because I've not been a very technical person. So there are times when ek do baar retake hua hai, to mera yaar, you know, obviously Yogita is not an operative cameraman and it's a heavy camera, you know, and she's hand-handling. There are tough, difficult shots. मिले यार स्वप्निल को बोलना लेने के लिए मैंने पता तो नहीं चल रहा है यार पता नहीं यार उधर वो रिफ्लेक्शन आ रहा है योगिता का रिफ्लेक्शन आ रहा है सो शी हैज टू मतलब कहाँ है वो रिफ्लेक्शन बोलते देख वहाँ वो जब तू ऐसा क्रॉस कर रहा है एक सेकंड के लिए योगिता आती है मिले यार फिर दोबारा करना पड़ेगा हमको बोला हाँ दोबारा करना पड़ेगा वो रिफ्लेक्शन योगिता हैज टू डू इट यू नो शी हैज टू एंड देन ऑब्वियसली दे वर ऑन द वॉकी टॉकी कॉन्स्टेंटली विक्रम एंड स्वप्निल एंड दे चैटिंग विद हर. And besides, no matter how much you rehearse, because as actors, we were so flexible that we wouldn't do exactly what we were actually rehearsed. We would do something else. So then he had to say, and she had to also use her instinct to capture all those moments. Otherwise, you know, you do it and it's not captured. It would have been tough. So, you know, these kind of things were, which were very exciting for me and for all of us to be part of.
You know, the film is, of course, very funny. But there's some very dark undercurrents. Okay, you're looking, you're commenting on the nature of fame. You know, how corrosive relationships are. You know, the relationship of even stardom and finally how stars are prisoners, ultimately, right? Because the boss is the audience, you know. And the inherent kind of sort of nature of the business. I mean, at one point, Anurag, you say something like, "Pagal khana hi to hai film industry," right? Do the three of you subscribe to this? Do you see the world you live in as sort of dark as that?
It's kind of half truths out there. So in the sense, there is, and it depends on how you look at it. I think there are half truths out there. It is. You have to be crazy to wanting to be a filmmaker or an actor in today's world because there's no sense of security. You're not doing a job where you have a steady salary or a provident fund, right? I'm saying you have to be crazy enough to leave every security aside and go for a dream because otherwise you won't survive in there. There is a certain madness needed to pursue any dream. Be a filmmaker, be in the movies, be a sportsman, be in the arena for anything. You are a showcase. So wo hai, that madness is there. Now, how far do you take that madness differs individually. So the idea of the film was like, when Vikram came and told me, there was just a title, AK versus AK. And he got me to say yes to the title. There was no script at that time. It was a one-pager. The script can only come in when the other AK comes in, right? So we waited for the other AK to come until he kept trying to do that. And shuru se hi malum tha ki like ha ye tere madness pe hinge karega aur hum kuch bhi karenge to everything is like he would just smile like that. So I'm saying you know that. So I have to play the exaggerated version of myself. And then he came in and he's so secure. And he came in so secure and he was like, karo. And that was liberating. Because I remember when around last year in October, when he gave me a draft and he says, we have to narrate the dialogue version to Anil. And there was a very short span because he had a window in January, February. It was like that short a notice. So Batke just went at it, no holds barred. So it was literally a discussion. He says, kya karna hai? Kitna keh sakte hai, kitna nahi? He says, pehle jo kehna hai, kehte hai, baad mein kat jayega, dekhte hai.
ये सब बिहाइंड द सीन मुझे मालूम नहीं.
So it was like no holds barred, सब बोल दिया उधर स्क्रिप्ट गया एंड ही सेज वी आर शूटिंग इन जनवरी डेट्स हम लोग देन वी हैव स्टार्ट मैनिपुलेटिंग डेट्स सो दैट्स हाउ इट हैपेंड सो इट वाज लिटरली लाइक सब बोल दे दिखते क्या होता है
बट द आई थिंक व्हाट यू द फैक्ट दैट यू आर राइट द ऑडियंस इज एंड आई थिंक द की सीन वेयर ही परफॉर्म्स फॉर द ऑडियंस in Dharavi becomes a moment where your actor is completely naked, and even then, because what the idea there was that you're stripping down, there's truth and there's lies, right? And you're living a life of, you're living the lie through the film until the point of time when he's in front of the camera telling his version of the story, which he feels is the truth. But there's a deeper truth where he has to be on stage, and now he's completely genuine, wants this answer, all that kind of stuff. And now that's all completely stripped away, because at the end of it, no matter how naked you are, somebody's going to come in saying nacho. How much more can I actually like strip down?
Also, it's like me, if I'm watching the film, me as an audience, I'm watching myself on screen, the audience, watching an actor. I'm seeing his real pain or his real self is pushed aside. They will only want to see him as that.
As that.
And that's, I think that's the most powerful moment in the film.
Absolutely. And it was very moving and sad. I mean, there's something so sad about it, you know, that he's finally puts on the goggles and he says, my name is like, you know, you come back to that. Okay, last question. Kapoor sahab, was there even one moment when you said, yaar, main itna bada star hu, ab mujhse ye karwaoge?
You see, yehi chakkar hai ki maine apne aap ko kabhi star samjha nahi hai. Koi believe karega, nahi karega.
Come on.
नहीं मुझे ही नहीं मतलब के यू सी बिकॉज आई जस्ट टेलिंग समवन एल्स आल्सो बिकॉज आई ऑलवेज ड्रीम्ड टू बी एन एक्टर यू नो एंड द कैरेक्टर्स रिटन बाय माय फिल्म मेकर्स वर सो गुड अनुपमा दैट आई बिकेम अ स्टार देन दे रोट इट इवन बेटर एंड बिकेम अ बिगर स्टार बट फॉर मी माय आई ऑलवेज परस्यूड अ गुड रोल एंड अ गुड कैरेक्टर एंड परस्यूड गुड फिल्म मेकर्स दैट दे वुड वर्क विद मी एंड द चॉइसेस व्हाट आई मेड in my career has been the reason of my longevity. And I was ready to fail constantly, you know, I was ready to fail. And if you see my old interviews also, which I did in my first decade of my career, I always said, I'm ready to fail. Log mazak udayenge, udane do. But usme mujhe kuch, some gem I'll get, which will help me, you know, make my career even longer. For me, it was always the marathon, not the 100 meter dash. And never it was. I said, an actor will live forever. A star will come and go. So that was always been my dream. And that will always be my dream. Yeah.
If I can say for the thing, what the question you're asking is also like when I and I realize this while on the shoot, I don't think Anil has any boundaries really when it comes to what you want him to do. Like that scene outside Grant Road Station is actually outside Grant Road Station. He's actually lying on the ground outside Grant Road Station. So like doing it. And I'm going like, would I do that take after take after take? But he's done it. To jump on a train, huh? I'll do it. You know? So I'm also trying to find those boundaries. I don't think you have any boundaries for anything for the role, anything for the shot. You know, I think what a lot of filmmakers do. But we, of course, are behind the comfort of the camera. Na, ki hum log piche hai, hum log,
plus, he would also push you. He would also push you and push us to do rehearsal, get it right, everything, ready to do as many takes. I was actually the diva.
That's the best line.
He's Balenciaga shoes.
You know, actually, it should be the other way around. Ke I wish I could have a double role at that time, that I would do that shot and come back and say, shot mila ki nahi. Which Anurag says. Actually, if it could be ke apna maine shot dene ke baad, I would say, shoot me and said, shot mila ki nahi. You know, so
I think it's wonderful. I think hats off to you for puncturing your stardom in such a big way, and to you guys for thinking of this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anu.
Thank you.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go! I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why did you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.